We got to start with, Rhett, how old are you?
41.
41.
Yeah.
Can you imagine 6 years ago you being the head coach as a young black man at Notre Dame?
No, I could not. I mean, that's a, it really is. I mean, that just says a lot about how, you know,
things
how
are fast changing.
Just how fast his star was rising, too.
Yeah.
I mean,
very
he
much
was
so.
Talking about being a hot name. He was a hot name. He was going to get one of these jobs because it just seemed like, and if he wanted to, he could have joined Brian Kelly and became the highest paid defensive coordinator in the country. But he wanted to, he was ready to be a head coach, and Notre Dame agreed, the brand Notre Dame. So he's, I'm with you. It's really progressive for Notre Dame to him. I'm happy for Notre Dame because he's actually, I think he's half black, half Korean.
Yes.
If I'm not
Kyle
mistaken.
Hamilton's half black.
Kyle
half
Hamilton
Asian.
Is as well. Yeah. So, which is also, I mean, you know, I'm not saying Notre Dame is actually, you know, exclusive, but it's the brand is an exclusive club.
It's exclusive to get. To get in?
It is.
And it's academically, it is,
yeah,
and that's a good thing.
And, yeah, and it is at times known to be kind of
old school.
Old money,
yeah.
Right? Old,
very fair.
Antiquated money. But now you have kind of a progressive face, at least to put with that. And, you know, he's about, apparently, from all the reports, he's very much about connecting with the players, and he's a relationship guy. Brian Kelly was not really that. Not saying you can't be successful either way. You can be successful either way, and you can fail either way. You can be a nice guy about relationships and being terrible at your job.
Kelly did both.
Exactly. No, you're
right. He's 4-8 and had to turn this around.
So,
and did.
Exactly. So he's coming in as a relationship guy. They like the fact that I read a report that, you know, he went out of his way to connect with players on the offense,
mm-hmm.
Right? He went out of his way, whether it had been just going to talk to him or whether it had been in practice, actually giving him coaching, you know, advice and tips. Like, he went out of his way to do that. And that made an impression on the decision makers, that this is a guy that's he thinks a little bit bigger. He thinks macro, not on the micro. Right. I think he's really sharp. He thought about getting into administration. He wanted to be potentially an AD
mm-hmm.
before he got into coaching and decided, you know what, I think coaching, I'll go with my passion. So he's highly intelligent. I think they made a good hire.
We'll see if it works.
And he got continuity, right?
That's a big thing. So you have to give Brian Kelly a lot of credit, considering they could hire Marcus Freeman.
Mm-hmm.
One, he hired Marcus Freeman.
Yeah, he did.
And two, Brian Kelly restored this thing to where it's at a spot. Is it Bob Stoops, Oklahoma, Lincoln, Riley handoff? Maybe not, but it's close. It's been a top five, top six program for the last, 5 years?
Oh, yeah.
And so they have a lot of stuff going on. They have the number 4 recruiting class for this year, the number 2 in 2023, and a lot of that is Marcus Freeman, which is why I was saying
you did it.
Above Matt Campbell and above Luke Fickell, I would take that gamble. Now, I would keep the rope somewhat short if he completely fails in the first 2 years. You maybe got to turn that around so you don't get down into the canyon that Texas is in. But I like the move. Everything and watched 4 hours last night of a YouTube with Brian Driscoll.
Mm.
Irish Breakdown.
Yeah.
Get to that. And Driscoll, as you know, will give – he never liked Kelly. So even following Notre Dame, you could get that, and that was more his personality, but also gave Kelly a lot of credit. And there's no way that Notre Dame's in this spot right now where you could actually try and do that. We'll see if it works if you didn't have Kelly bring this thing back. So the whole Brian Kelly sucks, he's not a good coach, just stop.
That's not true.
He's a really good coach.
He's just an a-hole.
He's an a-hole. And by the way,
you just don't like him.
We'll see if that works
fine.
At LSU.
Yeah.
Because that's a big gamble, too.
Yeah.
That's
totally
Makovic
agree.
To Texas, higher version of Makovic, but that's what that is. And this is a 35-year-old who's never been a head coach, so who's been at Notre Dame for a year. Now, everything I've heard from Driscoll, who coached in college, and people that really know him say, this guy's dynamic beyond belief.
Mm-hmm.
And that the biggest thing with Notre Dame, Notre Dame is old school. We've talked about that. They're old school, a lot of the reason, because they have the best history of all time.
No question.
So
you want to preserve it.
Of course you're going to try and stick with
it,
right?
Yeah.
If your last 100 years are really good, you're not going to try and recreate everything.
It's iconic.
So when you have that with the academics to go with a 35-year-old coach who's young and hot meaning coaching.
Mm-hmm. Well, you can admit if you think he's attractive.
He's a good looking guy.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. You can admit that.
I didn't mean it that way, is what I was saying. But yeah, saying, once you call me on it, yeah, I know he's not a bad looking guy.
No, he's not at all.
Tommy Rees is ugly. No, he's not.
But that helps.
But you have a 29-year-old OC.
Yeah.
So I think that's actually good for Notre Dame. You've got all these things working for you. What you do have to do is sell a smaller group of the high profile talent guys. This is right for you,
mm-hmm.
and it's right for you in 60 years.
Yeah, no,
it's right for you in 30 years. You want this business connection all over the country. You want this money. And Marcus Freeman has, from everything I've heard behind the scenes, the last 3 years has adapted, or the last year has adapted to that.
Yeah.
And understands that and is a 35-year-old guy who can sell that to other guys with a 29-year-old OC. This is a huge gamble for Notre Dame. It's a bold move, and I'm not trying to say it's not. I think it's the right move, though.
Yeah. No, it's like you said, combine the old money, the tradition, the folklore, the legend, the mythology, that iconic brand. And like I said, there is a bit of it that is, I think, kind of aged. I don't want to disrespect.
No, no doubt.
And like you said, they want to preserve that part of it, but now you combine
Four Horsemen is aged.
Yeah, but you combine
but
that
But you don't
now
run away from
with,
it.
Yeah, you don't. You want to preserve. That's part of what makes it so valuable, right? The brand's so valuable, but you combine that with young, dynamic, offensive and defensive minds with, you know, very, very really progressive systems too, all right? So that can help you recruit, right? The brand can be old, but we ain't got to play old football.
Mm-hmm.
The brand can be 100 years old, but that ain't mean the brand of football we play is old school. So, yeah, I'm with you on that. And I think both of those guys, they will add kind of a youthful vigor to the brand. And you know, it seems like Marcus
Freeman. Those two guys are 5 years older than the last guy who left. Combined.
Yeah. And they're gonna humanize the brand a little bit more than Brian Kelly did. And Brian Kelly was really successful,
if it
of course.
Works.
Yes, he's really successful. But he at times can, everybody knows that, can be a little, you know, disconnected from relationships. And for him, that worked. Obviously, it's working. But to the point where, yeah, he doesn't even tell his coaches when he's leaving, his assistant coaches, like, he's just chunking a deuce. And by the way, there's multiple instances now of him leaving places and not telling his assistant coaches. That's just the way he operates.
Right.
But Marcus Freeman, it seems like he's a guy that values relationships. And now that, you know, we always talk about it, usually in elections, you know, the group that's, you know, voting, right, they're usually going in a different direction than what they voted for previously, whether it worked or not. When they go in a different direction, if it's conservative last time, usually then they'll go to the liberal side of things.
And head coaches,
if it was liberal,
same
they'll
thing.
Go to conservative. And head coaches, often you'll see the leadership styles
young
can
offense
often defer in that way.
Or old offense, young defense.
Yeah. It really can. I mean, that's just kind of, and I think that's what Marcus Freeman is. He's almost the antithesis of everything Brian Kelly was.
What I like, though, and what Notre Dame has not done a majority of my lifetime is be proactive or at least progressive and ahead of it. And to me, what I said yesterday was he's the next young coordinator to be hired. And if it's in 3 years, why lose out on it? Give it a shot. And they're going to give it a shot. Maybe it won't work. I'm telling you right now, the Freeman hire is bold, and there are chances for it. I could give you a million chances why it doesn't work, but I like the move. And talking to people that are there, I really like the move. I haven't seen this many players, recruits, and really, to be honest, older white people at Notre Dame who wanted this to happen and felt like, no, they just told me, said, no, it's, trust me, it's the right move.
No.
We'll see if it works.
Yeah. I mean, some people are worried about his age, but I mean, Dabo Swinney was 38, 39.
He was a wide receivers coach before he got that.
Yeah, Lincoln Riley was 33, and Ryan Day was 33.
Both guys only coordinators before they got that first head job.
First time head coaches, yeah. I mean, and Mel Tucker, Kirby Smart, also first time head coaches. So, yeah, I mean, it's, I think if you're the right guy, you're the right guy or gal. But if you're good enough, you're old enough. Doesn't matter. If you're good enough, you're old enough.
Mm.
They say that when you're playing. I think
that's not your life philosophy.
It applies to coaching. It's a football thing.
Check the box on
it's
that.
It's a football term.
Gotcha.
Yes, do not use that adage. And
you
other
got me yesterday on a football term. What was that?
Yeah, football term.
I was talking about football terms, and you got the whole thing messed up.
I did not get anything messed up.
Yeah, you did.
No, I did
and
not.
You know what I'm talking about.
No, I'm not.
You won't remind me.
I don't want to open that door, Pandora's box.
So I do think it's interesting, though, because I look at the only hire of all them, the big hires that have been made, where I go, that's going to work. Trust me. I'll put stock in it. Is Lincoln Riley to USC. That's going to work.
I'm with you. If I had to put money on it,
right.
I had to put the mortgage, bet the mortgage on which one of these coaching carousels is most likely to pay off in a championship, a national title, I'm going Lincoln Riley. To me, that's Tupac going to death row. How does it not work? I was going to say it was LeBron to the Lakers. They did win a title, but that ain't working out right now, but. So I was
when I think of Lincoln Riley, usually Tupac comes into play. It's more the dry brisket.
I'm with you. I agree, man. I think that's the one you're betting on. Because even Brian Kelly now, I'm sure he's stressed. He assumed that he was going to be able to bring at least one of those coordinators with him.
No, he thought he was going to get Marcus Freeman and or Tommy Rees. And that's the biggest thing for Notre Dame with all this. And it may be short term. It may be, hey, your butt hurt and you don't want the guy who left to go get your guys. I'm telling you that Rees, Freeman, obviously Freeman's going to take that job, but Rees stays, same job, OC. Mike Elston, the defensive line coach.
Mm-hmm.
You've seen the defensive lines the last couple of years.
Legit.
He's legit.
Yep.
I think pretty sure that Brian Kelly tried to hire him as DC. I'm pretty sure, I know he's going to stay at Notre Dame. He said that, but he's going to be DC at Notre Dame.
It's crazy, man.
Mickens.
Yeah.
O'Leary. Feel like I'm giving an Irish roll call at a bar. But Mickens, O'Leary, the two DB coaches are going to stay. The tight end coach, McDoherty. I mean, literally it is that.
And it does sound like an SNL skit.
No, they got a bunch of Micks coaching Notre Dame, which I guess makes sense. Some black, some white. So whatever. Black Irish, white Irish, we don't care. But they're good coaches. All those guys that wanted to stay have stayed. Polian, the associate head coach, Brian Polian, Bill's son.
Yeah.
And then also special teams coach. Probably going to either go take another job. But you can tell what Freeman wants to keep and what he doesn't want to keep and what he wants to keep. Watching this YouTube last night with Driscoll, they kept.
Yeah, and so now he's Brian Kelly's got to rebuild the staff, probably almost from the ground
LSU
up.
LSU people were pitching last night.
Yeah.
They thought Freeman and Rees were coming.
I mean, people talking
about, we got the money, right?
Talking about Terry Joseph now here at Texas.
Please.
Potentially rejoining Brian Kelly. I know, but I'm just saying
could
like that's
become any better for me than if they grab Joseph but don't grab any of the good Notre Dame assistants.
It means the football gods will be shining on Texas.
But I will shining
say,
on me.
I trust Brian. I mean, you did warn us about Terry Joseph when he came in. I will say this, I know we're up against the break. I do trust Brian Kelly to be able to rebuild the staff. He's somewhat done it at
I do too.
At Notre Dame
he
a few times.
Notre Dame. He hired all these
just
guys.
Just recently,
he
brought in a new
Mike Elko, Clark Lee.
Yeah.
He hires well.
He hires really well. And I think coaches want to work for him because they're gonna pay well too. So I'm with you. I'm not really worried about that. It kind of reminds me there's a great Nick Saban story. It comes from Stuart Mandel. They don't know if it's true or not. Nobody's asked Nick Saban. But they said when he left Michigan State for LSU, he sent a plane back to get any assistant that wanted to get on the plane.
I heard this at the time.
And they said none of the assistants got on the plane.
No.
And nobody got on it. And Nick Saban had to go there and rebuild the staff. And, of course, we know how that worked out.
And some of that's Bobby Williams, who's such a charismatic guy, was going to be the head guy.
Yeah.
And was going to take the job. So maybe that's that. But I remember hearing that at the time. And it kind of told you about Nick Saban. And Nick Saban's the best coach of all time.
And Brian Kelly.
So Brian Kelly's a damn good coach.
He's not Nick Saban.
He's not.
But
he's going to hire a good staff.
Yeah.
I think there's more to it than those guys not following. But I think Notre Dame makes a bold hire, something they don't do a lot. We'll see how all this works out.